news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In recent weeks, a group of states, including Missouri, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Ohio, all voted to make abortions nearly illegal after 8 weeks. This week, women are fighting back. On Tuesday, thousands of people across the country marched as part of the more than 500 Stop the Bans protests all across the nation. The Washington Post obtained a confidential IRS memo that says the president's tax returns must be given to Congress unless the president takes the rare step of asserting executive privilege. It's a stance that directly contradicts the Trump administration's justification for denying Congress's requests for them. The 10-page unsigned draft memo was prepared by a lawyer in the Office of Chief Counsel in the fall after Democrats made it clear they'd probably see copies of Trump's tax returns under a 1924 law that states the Treasury Secretary, quote, shall furnish tax returns to Congress. Trump has said he'll fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. Members of Congress were finally briefed Tuesday on what's happening with Iran by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, before taking questions. Here's Shanahan.
We have deterred attacks based on our reposturing of assets, deterred attacks against American forces. Our biggest focus at this point is to prevent Iranian miscalculation. We do not want the situation to escalate. This is about deterrence, not about war. We're not about going to war. This is about continuing to protect our interests in the Middle East and conducting the missions that we are there to perform.
Something just feels fishy here. This is how Bernie Sanders responded to the briefing.
I worry very much that intentionally or unintentionally, we can create a situation in which a war will take place. And let me tell you, I think when you do that, you're talking about a war that will go on and on and on. And I hope that the Congress does everything it can to remind this president about the Constitution of the United States. Sometimes we forget it, but some of us learned in school that it is the Congress that determines whether or not this country goes to war, and not the president of the United States.
The House Democratic Caucus is meeting Wednesday morning for a briefing by leaders on oversight and investigations. Yes, an update on where we go now. There is a growing group of House Democrats calling for opening an impeachment inquiry. Stay tuned. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson was on Capitol Hill Tuesday for a hearing in the House Financial Services Committee, where he had a tough time answering what should have been easy questions regarding his job. California's Katie Porter took Carson to school.
As you look it up, I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An OREO?
No, not an Oreo, an R-E-O, R-E-O.
Real estate?
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned, real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO. Mm-hmm. And FHA loans have much higher REOs. That is, they go to foreclosure rather than to loss mitigation or to non-foreclosure alternatives like short sales than comparable loans at the GSEs. So I'd like to know why we're having more foreclosures that end in people losing their homes with stains to their credit and disruption to their communities and their neighborhoods at FHA than we are at the GSEs.
Wow. That's all I can say to that. Wow. But apparently Carson thought the whole thing was a joke, as evidenced by how he spoke to Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Do you believe the substandard public housing conditions pose a risk to tenants' physical, mental, and emotional health?
You already know the answer to that.
Yes or no?
You know the answer.
Yes or no? I know the answer. Do you know the answer? Yes or no?
Reclaiming my time.
You don't get to do that.
No.
The time belongs to the gentlelady.
There's more extreme weather on the way, and unfortunately, I guess get used to it. About 28 million people are under the threat of severe weather Wednesday as a strong spring storm continues to wreak havoc from the Plain States to the Midwest to the South. There have been at least 130 reports of tornadoes over the last 5 days. this seems to be our new normal, until things get even worse. A new study published by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences concludes that global sea levels are rising much faster than previously estimated, potentially jeopardizing several major cities, including New York and Shanghai. The study says the oceans could rise by more than 6 feet if emissions continue unchecked by the end of the century. If that happens, it would swamp cities and displace as many as 187 million people. The unexpectedly rapid rise in sea levels is due to the accelerating melting of ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. There's more information at NicoleSandler.com/donate.